Because there's a war on for your mind.
About half of America isn't even on the internet. Doesn't own a computer, don't surf the World Wide Web. But even if you don't have a computer, you should be against internet sales taxes. Because the UN owns the domain names. They say you don't own your domain names, like Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And they say that they're going to control content, not just tax it. And that it's going to be a global body that taxes it, setting up a global tax. That's why this is so dangerous. Just one facet of it. And I've got this article here. And we're going to be covering that a little bit later in the show. Also a new SARS outbreak. More on the monkeypox and that crisis that's brewing. This is all coming up in the next 50 minutes. And, of course, your calls. And we have callers holding patiently. Please stay with us. But for the next 10 minutes or so, I'm honored to have a parent on who's upset about a padded solution room. Now, they, for kids that are bad in Denver, in Littleton, in many areas, they have deaf education. The kid's bad, they put you in a box that is shaped like a coffin. This isn't as bad as that. It's a padded room, and they lock the kids up in these. And I guess the kids are kind of encouraged to go wild in them. It's kind of the whole liberal view of time out. But what struck me in this article out of NWCN TV is that more and more the kids are frisked. They have drug dogs in the schools. They have ID cards. The smallest thing gets you sent to the principal's office, gets you locked up in these little timeout rooms. And joining me is Kelly Fletcher, and her 7-year-old son is partially deaf, and she doesn't think that he needs to be in this special class environment where they lock kids up. She says her child has never been in trouble. Kelly Fletcher, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes.
Tell us about how your child got into this part of the public school and why you're upset about what's happening.
Well, in February, his home school had approached me and said that the accommodations that they were using on Dante was not helping him to academically progress. And, you know, we've known about the hearing problem all along. And just wanting him to get the proper help, I was open to whatever options they gave me. And one of the options was a class in the North Shore School District at one of the other schools that's close by, that this class is a little bit smaller in size, and they can give the children a little more intense one-on-one. That sounded great because, you know, I want my son to succeed in school. So then they told me, well, there's like just a couple kids in there with a behavior problem, which then struck my problem. I'm like, hey, I don't
know. So this
was
a discussion of special education. And they're broadening the definitions now.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the statistics. They're putting kids in who supposedly have ADD. Now they get a subpar education. The curriculum is lowered, and you're next to some kid who's a psychopath. It'll corrupt your children. It's a horrible system, but they get federal funds to expand the special education. In some schools, fully one-third are in special ed. So this is really part of dumbing the kids down, and all your child has, you say, never had a behavioral problem, never.
No.
So they weren't honest to you about what type of system this really is.
Yeah, no, that's what promoted me. You know, when he came home and told me, this was only 9 days after attending a class, I'm hearing little by little new things. He was locked in the room, and then I look at his progress report for that day, and it says that he met standards. It was a good day. That rose flags right there. That's like covering a black eye with makeup. No. Can't have that. Called the police and reported it to him. And it took them about 3 days to get there because it wasn't considered a crisis situation. And but in the meantime, I kept my son out of school until, you know, I got some kind of response.
So you called the police?
Yes, I did.
And what did you, I mean, did you say this was, what, cruel and unusual, or what did you say?
Oh, I was flabbergasted. You know, my son says he was locked in this room and the lights were turned off. And I didn't think that any place could, in a public school, could perform this sort of discipline, especially without the okay of the
parents. Denver Post has reported, 2020 and 91 reported, they lock kids in small boxes.
Mm.
It's all part of a psychological operation.
Do they even have the credentials to be performing psychological tactics on these children?
That's a good point. No, they don't have it to demand Ritalin or Prozac or any of this. So you're... So your son's seven, you say in the article, never been in trouble, so why did your son tell you they stuck him in there?
Well, I guess being new to the class, he's in with kids that do have behavior problems, and they were teasing him. Now, my son also has two different colored eyes, which has always drawn a lot of attention to him. And some of it's been negative, and some of it's been, well, most of it's positive. But, you know, kids are cruel. So anyways, he's in there.
That's very interesting. Do you know what that means when a human has two different colored eyes?
Yes, it's a gene that's been discovered, and it's called Wardenburg. And there's symptoms with the gene that you can display maybe.
Well, it's actually incredibly an exceptional person.
Mm-hmm.
It means it's a generally, in almost every case, it is a twin that did not divide.
Did
you know that?
I'm just
saying it's interesting. A lot of times they're very exceptional people, though. They do have some problems.
Sure.
But
he's a lot of
geniuses. But, I mean, go ahead. Please continue.
Yes. So, anyways, the kids were, teasing him and being a little insecure just moving to the school and putting in the factor of different colored eyes. And now that he's at the school, he's had some negative feedback from his eyes from some of the children. He starts to tell the children, stop looking at me. So the teacher got mad because I guess at this point in the time that the children were coming back from recess, and it's called quiet downtime, I didn't know about this. He had to go grab a happy toy or a pillow and lay down on the ground like a two-year-old, which I'm now upset because, my son's almost eight.
This hurts the children to put them in special education. They're trying to widen it, and I'm glad you noticed this.
Yes. And it's too many disabilities in together at once, and you need to be specialized in one disability. You can't treat an autistic children and then know about a hearing impaired child. You don't have the knowledge for both.
And generally, the special ed teacher, and not all of them, I'm knocking all of them, but usually it's somebody who's washed out of the other classes.
Yeah, well, as far as I understand, this person is just getting their first teaching position, so...
Ah, see... Well, so you're going to get your child, I would imagine, out of here. It was some, special curriculum to help him, but you found out it was really where they just stick to all the kids.
Actually, this class is geared for children with behavior problems, and I was also told two times that children do not come to this class unless they are referred with behavior problems.
So what did they tell you when they referred your child?
That it was just a smaller in class size, that he would be able to get a little more of the one-on-one that he needed, due to his hearing loss. It's hard for him to follow directions in the class and participate like all the rest of the children.
Now, the news says here that your son had never didn't have any record of being in trouble before.
No.
And then now suddenly all this is happening.
Yeah.
And you're in Washington State.
Yes.
Well, that's, I have to tell you, that's one of the worst states for all of this weird social engineering, so... Is your son out of the class now?
I am trying really hard. This is, I'm just new to this. The reason I took the steps for the news is because it became more of a power control. I'm like, hey, I got a doctor's note, and I was told, hey, you don't get to choose where he's placed. I'm like, hold on, this is no longer about helping my son. It's more about, we're going to do what we want to do with your child.
Well, it's called Goals 2000, and a subdirective of it is all children. By the fifth grade, they're already doing computer testing, federally paid for. The government will decide what trade school or what you're going to be. Then you'll have to have that letter of accreditation. It's the Soviet model or the old Europe model. You'll have to have a letter of accreditation for what college you can attend and what you can be. So already they're doing it by pushing the kids into these schools.
Mm-mm.
So you had a teacher conference, your son had trouble hearing. This area will help him. You didn't know the school got tens of thousands of federal dollars, I'm sure, as a motive to do this. Now he's in there and having problems, and they want to keep him locked up in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about homeschooling, even if your son had or putting him into a Christian school, telling him your situation?
That would be great. The thing is I'm a single parent. I'm also in college, and I'm working. So, this is at a bad time.
They've broken down the society. Let me tell you what these special ed classes do. They will try to hop your kid up on drugs the next few years. The kids are going to keep teasing him. He'll start having behavioral problems. And before you're done, they're going to send CPS after you.
Yeah.
Also, a large portion of kids that go in these classes are eventually kidnapped by Child Protective Services.
Oh, see, you know, all these things have already struck me. I'm getting him out of this class.
This is already happening?
Well, no, these things I've already crossed my mind. Okay.
Yeah, but don't be confrontational with these pinheads on power trips. Just calmly go sign the form, withdraw your son, move if you have to another school district, start over. Don't make a lot of smoke, though, because you're a single mother. They'll figure that they're like hyenas.
My circumstances,
They'll figure that they can attack you because you're with young easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I was already kind of aware
of that.
I tape recorded our last conversation. I knew that from day one, when I found out that there was a lie, that I had to take different steps in this whole...
Oh, they're total liars. They're total, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, what I did is when I came into our meeting and I had no knowledge of anything about this class, I said, I hope you don't mind, I'm tape recording this. Turn the tape recorder on and then start confronting them about the situation. Why did you tell me that this class was for academic?
That's right. You get on the offensive about this.
And then
I sent
it off to the investigators, to an Olympia.
Now that you let them know, now we're just quietly pulling him out. You've got family with another address. Say he lives there. Do whatever you have to. Get him into another school district. Be very quiet about this. And just tell him he's going to have to cope with it. He didn't want to go back into that mind control class.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get him into a school that is geared for children with hard of hearing. He
right.
doesn't belong
that's
there.
The way to go. Yeah, school for the hearing impaired.
Well, I found him an advocate just at the last minute.
Good. Kelly Fletcher, Godspeed. We'll pray for you.
Thank you. I
hope everything goes well with your son, and I'm sorry you had to learn the hard way how evil these people are.
Well, God's been guiding me through this, so it's okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.